Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Thank you very much. That's a truism, isn't it? We can't go back now. You know, no matter what's happened in our past, we must go forward. And the tragedy is when we spend so much time thinking about the past, worrying about it, analyzing it, in fear about it, wondering then how the future's going to be because of all the things that have happened in the past, and sabotaging our ability to step forward. Every step is important because it's a conscious decision to step beyond the problem, not to stay in it, right? And the more we sabotage it by all this endless thought about what happened, then we're not able to make that clear step forward. I love the idea of onward and upward. Sometimes I write the bottom of my letters that I send, onward and upward, because you can't help but feel good when you write or think onward and upward, right? It's the idea that it's something better. There's always something exciting to embrace, more than I could have conceived of at any given time this far in my life, right? So I'm always moving, no matter what, no matter how good it is. You can always be moving onward and upward, right? Because there's an infinity of possibility in God's universe. We are part of that, so why not claim it? I think this has been drilled into me since I was a kid, because in my high school, the motto of the high school was Ymlaen, which in Welsh, because I grew up in Wales, means forward or onward. I've always liked that. You know, my high school motto, onwards. What do we say in the 12-step program? They say a step at a time, a day at a time, right? Moving a step forward at a time. The Tao, of course, in its famous statement says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Yeah? And I think this is so important because, you know, if we think of the 1,000 miles, what? We can get overwhelmed. We maybe even don't want to even start because it seems to be so impossible. So we have to cut it down into bite-sized portions, right? One step at a time. Take that single step, and then what? Another step. You know, you may not be able to leap mighty buildings at a single bound, or whatever the phrase is, but you could take those baby steps, right? They're incredibly important. And we don't have to go to extremes on this. See, let's think that's the thing. We set ourselves up for failure sometimes because we think there's so much to accomplish. How many people have got lists, and at the top of your list it says, oh my God, there's so much to do? You may not have it written out, but it's in there. It's imprinted in the head, you know? Good Lord, there's so much to do. I don't know if I can get to this. The antidote for that is taking it very simply. Don't go to extremes on it. Extremes. The other day I was looking up Google and I came across this place in Spain. It's called the Caminito del Rey, the little way of the king, king's little way, whatever. Okay, what it is, folks, is back in 1903 they put a hydroelectric plant with a lake in the mountains, the Sierra Madre behind Malaga in southern Spain. Okay. And it, so that it would facilitate the walking of the operatives from one part of the scheme to the other, they built these, like they're concrete little roads that are about 2 or 3 feet wide, and they're held up by steel underneath them, or iron, and they go like 1,000 feet above the valley below on these sheer cliff faces. So they're just wandering around, and there's no guardrails on them. And people would climb them and walk them until 5 tourists died because they were 100 years old, you know, these things. And so they closed the thing for 10 years. Now it's reopened. So rush over there, folks. Let's do it. Let's walk the Caminito del Rey, you know. But I'm not doing it, by the way. I will watch you. Please don't drink any sangria before you walk the way. That's for afterwards. My God, I did it. Now that's stepping forward in an extreme way. Okay, we don't have to do that. But I'd love you to go and tell me what it was like. Okay, we could do it in simple ways, right? Let's get real about the ways we can step forward, because we could step forward in our bodies as well. How many of us here are not always good to our bodies. Anybody? You know, it's good to sometimes to say no to dessert, isn't it? When was the last time you did that, though? I'm saying no to dessert. We only had a tiny bit of dessert the other night, and I was so, yeah, we shared it. Yeah, and even that was a small piece, wasn't it? We felt so good, didn't we? So righteous. I think an exercise program, you know, if you set up, again, it's like if you set up 1,000 miles worth of exercises, you know, all these things I'm going to do, we probably won't do any, you know. It's better to do 2 push-ups. That's where I'm at with it. 2 push-ups. You got to start somewhere. If I say I'm going to do 50 and I'm going to do stretches and I'm going to do toe touches and I'm going to do this, that, it's not going to happen. 2 push-ups, yes. I did it. That's it. Well, tomorrow's 3, exactly. Step at a time, right? Moving in the right direction. Why do they give us so much food these days? I mean, you go to some restaurants and it's like you can't eat it. You can eat another 3 meals afterwards, you know? So they're not encouraging us to be good, are they, sometimes? You know, just because we live in an abundant country does not mean we have to stuff our faces full of all the good stuff, you know? Not helpful in stepping forward into our healthier, more empowered lives. Emotions. One good thing we could do is think before we react. That's a step in the right direction. So often we just blurt out, right? It's good to think before we act. And that's especially true on the streets, folks. I like to think that everybody in a car on the street is crazy. Now, when you think everybody's crazy, you're going to be a little calmer yourself, you know? And also, everybody's got a gun. Maybe even a machine gun. So I don't need to be doing stupid things, you know, to make them crazy, more crazy. Exactly. So, you know, I got to calm myself down by realizing that it's scary out there and I can't take anything for granted. You know, do myself a favor. Another thing we could do, and I've said this before, is sleep on it, right? It's good to sleep. I know Meatloaf slept on it, remember? I just got to sleep on it. But it's good to sleep on something. Because what happens when you sleep on it, folks? The answer comes in the morning because you've short-circuited your mind. You've cut the sequence off, and you've gone into that magical place where the subconscious takes over and renews your consciousness. So when you wake up in the morning, there's usually new information, right? You're not stuck in the same old pattern. That's those going down those same neural pathways. There's a chance for transformation. So that's one step we can do. Sleep on it. You know, meditation and contemplation are the same idea. It's an ability to come apart and rest. What was your consciousness like at the end of that meditation, movement meditation we did? It's pretty cool, wasn't it? Got me into that really beautiful space of openness. And it was very sanctifying, you know, using sound and movement to bring ourselves into harmony with this all-one, all-encompassing love which surrounds us and is within us. So it definitely shifts our consciousness. In terms of thinking, you know, ask yourself, is this beneficial for all? Because sometimes we do things that aren't necessarily beneficial for all. They're usually beneficial for guess who? Me. Or maybe a few others. But, you know, if they're beneficial for all, then we've expanded into a larger sense of who we are, you know. Because there's a temporary benefit from doing it that benefits yourself, but the true benefit is when it's of service to all beings everywhere. Is it, ask yourself this, is this expansive or constricting? Am I expanding the good through this action or this verbalization? Or am I constricting? Am I diminishing? I have to ask myself this all the time on Facebook, and I'm sorry to keep saying about Facebook, but it becomes addictive for some of us, doesn't it? And we have to ask ourselves, is this expansive? Do I really need to say this right now? Or is it just snarky? So the same way goals, make them doable, right? Make them achievable. Because if we have lists of goals that are impossible to achieve, then we're not going to take the step in the right direction. And what's the good thing about a doable goal? I know it can be achieved and it's doable, but what else? There's a sense of satisfaction, isn't there, that comes from achieving that, right? And so we're encouraged to move on. They say that if you take one step towards God, right, God takes 100 steps towards you. And I love that. I think it's true. Because the universe is weighted in the favor of good, right? The universe is created by the all good, which is God. And so when we just do a little bit of remembrance, we move in that direction, then God floods our being with all kinds of good, right? This is the good news. It's not like this even exchanges with God. It never is. God is always willing to give us 100-fold for what we make 1%, God will give us 100%. That's the nature of God. So just move in the direction of possibility, and possibility will be yours. Yeah? It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. We can also step toward each other, not so we can punch them out, but step towards another in the sense of being present to someone, right? A step in the right direction. Just being there to listen and talk with someone, just to be there, is so valuable. I think this is what the prayer chaplains do so well. And I know you're going to be departing the prayer chaplain program, right? But Kelly's one of the people that's been on the prayer chaplain program for a while now and holds that space. And we appreciate you for doing that and all the other prayer chaplains. You say, well, just holding space, what does that mean? It means being present to each other, right? And offering up a prayer sometimes, but sometimes the prayer isn't necessary. It's the ability to be present that's powerful, yeah? To have someone not judge you and be there with you and to hold your hand or just to hold you in consciousness. Valuable things we can do. Now, I want to ask you this. If I say I'm stepping out, what does that conjure in your head? If you say, I'm stepping out, what feeling is accompanied with that? I'm stepping out. Confidence, a certain confidence, right? I'm confident about myself. Celebration, okay, I'm stepping out. I'm claiming my good. I'm celebrating. What else comes to you? I'm stepping out. Courage, I'm stating my truth. That can be a courageous stance, right? I'm stepping out on this. I'm not hiding in a dark corner afraid to be me. No. I'm claiming my good. I am a beautiful child of God, and I deserve to be here on this planet, in this universe, and I can step forth. I can step out. Amen. Isn't that what Jesus did all through his ministry? He totally turned everything on its head, you know? All the religious structures of the time were nonsense to him. And he said, listen, there's something better. There's something greater. And that is our inner communion with God. It's not about all the systems that we create. It's breaking through those into a new light. And, of course, in our scripture, what was it? The Pharisees admonished him, you know, keep them quiet. And he said, listen, if they were quiet, even the stones would cry out. Because the Spirit is within everything. It cannot be silenced. Folks, it cannot be kept hidden. Spirit will out, right? Even in the Holocaust, there were people who kept the faith. There were wonderful things that happened. We learned so much through that terrible and terrifying experience that all those people went through, right? Good came forth at the end. And I truly believe this, you know, that the good will prevail because God always prevails, yes? And we have to step out in that faith, in that knowing. Now, Jesus stepped out many times in his ministry. He was constantly on the move. You know, you read the Gospels. He's going all over the place, healing, lifting up people. But the movement into Jerusalem, the stepping into Jerusalem was massive, wasn't it? Because he knew he was going into the viper's den, right? He knew in the moment that he went into Jerusalem that it was end game for him, yeah? That they were going to get him. And he didn't even go to Jerusalem in the whole of his ministry since he was a baby, basically, since he was 12. He didn't go to Jerusalem because he knew that those people just couldn't deal with him and they were going to destroy him. So he purposefully went in there knowing that I'm ready. Okay, I got to fulfill this transformative teaching, not just as a nice idea, but in my living experience. And that's what he was willing to do. Folks, we can't get to resurrection, can we, without going through crucifixion, right? We've got to acknowledge our humanness so we can therefore fill it with the light of our spirit nature. Yeah? Step forth through the darkness into the light. Yes? So, right now, we're going to symbolically do this by asking all the children to leave this sanctuary. Will you? I think you're going to be guided out. Leave the sanctuary. They're going to go on a proverbial walk out so they can come back in. And the symbolism of this is that they are leaving us to think about it for a while. They're going to sleep on it. Just a little nap. Not long. And they're going to prepare themselves, and in a second they're going to come back in and sing us the beautiful song. So I want you to feel that's the movement. These are representatives of the willing spiritual nature of us, right? They have stepped forth. They're preparing themselves, and now they're going to step back into our community. So as they come in, they represent our souls, our attuned spirits, opening to the beauty of this message of love, right? So they represent us. Isn't that beautiful? Because I think our children in some ways do represent us. While they get ready, I just want to tell you real quick about what's happening this week. My class is still going on Wednesday. We're going to have a holy meal and a hand washing on Thursday in the fellowship hall. If you'd like to come to that, that's 7 o'clock. Friday, we have Good Friday service with some incredible music. We got Saturday morning is where we do the flowers. And then Sunday, we got 3 services, 7 for the early risers. And we finish that in the Peace Garden, then 9:30 and 11. Again, some remarkable music, and we'll have the flower cross at 9:30 and 11.
Bless you.
All right, now I think they're ready. Are you ready? Is the Spirit ready?
wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes out with you. And if I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I have up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's ever in you. Oh, but I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to say I walked 1,000 miles with Jesus to Jerusalem's door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. And when I come home, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing old with you. And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to say I'm walked 1,000 miles with Jesus to Jerusalem's door. And when I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, yes, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you.
Please take a seat for a moment.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.